The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Cooner Report on WRKO AM 680 radio station in Boston is hosted by Jeffrey Cooner, liberalism's worst nightmare even. He's joining me on the line now to tell us where it's all at. Jeff, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder.
Great to be with you, Mandy. As you pointed out, it's a fundamental turning point now. It's about a week, actually less than a week now before the election. You had a lot of controversy from Trump's Madison Square Garden rally, as you pointed out, where a comedian really took a nasty shot at Puerto Rico, calling it basically a floating island of garbage. And it really put Trump on the defensive. Well, Joe Biden came to his rescue. And in a phone call, a campaign phone call, he gave it to Trump supporters with both barrels, saying that they're all a bunch of they're garbage, coming out and saying they're garbage. And that comment has enraged Trump supporters in a way I haven't seen in years. It has mobilized them. It has energized them. He slurred and insulted over half the country. It has led to an immense backlash. And I think what's made the situation even worse for both the Kamala campaign and the White House is rather than just say, look, I was angry, I spoke, and I said the stuff I shouldn't have said, he didn't do that. Now they're claiming that when he said supporters, he didn't mean ERS as in plural. He meant ER apostrophe S.
Yeah, when you're arguing over grammar, it's not good, is it?
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, look, what he did was he defamed and insulted over half the country. And when Kamala is trying to make her closing pitch, that's the story now that has dominated the news cycle.
Yeah.
And the irony is she did a speech that very night at the Ellipse in front of the White House. Frankly, was one of her best speeches. It was a strong speech. It was a unifying speech. She's making her closing pitch. That has been blown off the news cycle. It's all now about Biden's comments. Trump now has seized upon it. He's mocking it. He's using it to rally his base even more. And look, Frank Luntz, the famous pollster, who is not a Trump fan, but quite the opposite, believes that it is the turning point that could put Trump over the top on Tuesday. We shall see.
Yeah, it's really funny because when that rally happened on Monday night, people thought that's a turning point against him. It just shows you how quickly things can turn. And then, of course, we saw then yesterday the Republicans and Trump himself comparing this to the Hillary Clinton intervention about the basket of deplorables. And that was certainly a big turning point. But can I just be devil's advocate here on this one? So
yes.
On the one hand, you're saying that Joe Biden, or Republicans at least, sorry, not you, are saying that Joe Biden's not fit for office. He has dementia. You can't listen to a word the man says. He should be in a nursing home. These are all things that they have said about him. And yet he makes this intervention, which is clearly a gaffe, and it's clearly not helping Harris. But now this is the biggest thing in the world. You also had J.D. Vance, after the rally on Monday night, come out and say to us, listen, this is comedy. You can't take things too serious. You shouldn't be picking up things literally. So it's a bit contradictory of what they say about Joe Biden. If he's not that important, he's not that important. It's just a political.
Look, no, Mandy, you have a very good argument. This is the problem. Had Harris come out, and this is, I think, why this is really hurting her down the stretch, and said, look, I don't agree with what Joe Biden said. I think it was insulting. I think it was wrong. You don't insult half of the American people. Had she come out and forcefully disavowed it, this would have been all on Joe Biden and she would have gotten unscathed. But what she didn't do was this. Instead, what she came out is, well, Joe clarified his comments. He meant one person, not all supporters. And Mandy, I think this is the mystery of the Kamala campaign in a nutshell. I believe she could. Now, she still may win. It's neck and neck. The polls are very close. I'm not predicting a Trump victory yet. But say she loses the race for the sake of argument. The question that will be asked is, why did Kamala Harris refuse to separate herself from Joe Biden, both on comments that he made, but on the border, on the economy, on inflation? issues that Biden is clearly underwater on. Mm. She has refused to do that. And that's what's given Trump his massive opening. And I think that was her biggest mistake of her campaign. Mm. They wanted someone different. What they really got is Biden 2.0. And that's why it's a horse race.
Yeah, I mean, I did think she disagreed with them yesterday. She did a kind of a doorstep at the bottom of a plane, and I thought she set that out. But I do agree. I don't think it was enough. And I think it is that old adage, when you're explaining, you're losing. But it is all about the momentum in the final days, Jeff. Like, where do you think that's headed? You think this has tipped it in Trump's favour? And what do you think of that image of him in a trash lorry? Do you think that works for his base? And
His base, I think there's no question. I think it was a PR gold. I think it was very smart on his part to do that. Mm. The only question I have is, I don't know if it's going to get him any more votes.
Yeah.
In other words, look, people who hated Biden and Kamala hate them more. People who love Trump love him more. Mm. But I don't know if it's going to move the needle. And I think really this is what the race comes down to. Who's got better turnout? Who's got a better ground game? The Democrats have a better ground game. The problem, though, they have a better ground game, and she was surging just a couple days ago. What I think is now going to make the difference is, can Trump pick up enough black men and Latino men in particular to offset Kamala's, she's got a clear advantage with women. Mm. If he can get those two voting blocks out, which Republicans traditionally have not done well with, but the polls show that he will be the next president of the United States. But either way, Mandy, take my word for it. I don't believe we're going to have a winner Tuesday night. Mm. I think this is going to go on for days. I think Pennsylvania is on a razor's edge. Nevada's on a razor's edge. Michigan's on a razor's edge. This election could be decided by a few thousand votes. And my fear is, whoever ends up winning, I don't think the other side's going to accept the results.
Well, look, I have absolutely no doubt, Jeff, that Kieran will be talking to you about all this next week when he's over in the US, and delighted to get your take on it. But it's a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you very much for taking the time
to join
me again.
Have a nice weekend. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.